Alright, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key moments in the career of sports journalist Diana Rossini. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff. Think about it this way. In the next few minutes, you'll lock in 7 facts about Diana Rossini's journey through sports media. Ready to dive into the dynamic and dazzling domain of Diana Rossini's career? Here's the deal. We'll keep it crisp, clear, and memorable. Fact number 1. Diana Marie Rossini was born in February 1983 in the Bronx, New York. In simpler terms, the Bronx backdrop helped shape a dynamic, adaptable communicator. That kind of cultural cross-current often sharpens instincts for storytelling and connecting with people on air. Test yourself. What city was Diana Rossini born in? Correct answer, the Bronx. Memory aid. Born in the Bronx, where her story kicks off. Alright, next up. Fact number 2. July 2015 is when Rossini made the jump to ESPN as a SportsCenter anchor after Disney executives noticed her standout sportscast from Washington, D.C. Here's the key point. Stellar local work can launch you nationally if the right eyes see it. That's talent discovery by opportunity. Quick check. When did Rossini join ESPN as a SportsCenter anchor? Egan. Correct answer, July 2015. Memory aid. July 2015 was her ESPN dive. Let's move right along. Fact number 3. Rossini spent several years at ESPN as an NFL analyst and insider, becoming a familiar face on Sunday NFL Countdown and NFL Live. From a practical angle, that's where she refined her insider chops, delivering league news, analysis, and context in real time. Pop quiz. Which ESPN programs did Rossini appear on as an NFL analyst? How? Correct answer. Sunday NFL Countdown and NFL Live. Memory aid. Countdown and Live, where her insights thrive. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. In August 2023, it was reported she would leave ESPN for The Athletic to become its lead NFL insider. Here's the big idea. That move signaled a push toward deeper reporting, longer-form storytelling, and multi-platform work across articles, video, and podcasts. Quick test. Where did Rossini move after leaving ESPN in 2023? Correct answer. The Athletic. Memory aid. In 2023, she moved to The Athletic. On to the next point. Fact number 5. When Rossini joined WNBC in New York, she was the youngest reporter the station had ever hired. Here's where it gets interesting. Cracking a major market newsroom at such a young age shows not just raw talent, but composure under pressure. That early runway clearly accelerated everything that followed. Quick check. What was notable about Rossini's hiring at WNBC? Correct answer. She was the youngest reporter hired. Memory aid. Youngest at WNBC, her talent was key. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 6. In April 2026, Page 6 published photos of Rossini and New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel at a Sedona, Arizona resort, which sparked widespread online speculation and controversy. Now, let's address a more sensitive episode. Let's clarify. The affair allegation was unproven. Rossini publicly denied it, calling the photos misleading and lacking context. The Athletic announced an internal investigation in April, and she resigned later that month. This episode underscores media ethics and the perception of conflicts of interest for high-visibility insiders. Quick test. What event caused controversy for Rossini in 2026? Correct answer, photos with Mike Vrabel in Sedona. Memory aid. In 2026, Sedona pics caused a mix. Let's roll to the next fact. Fact number 7. Rossini is a multi-sport former athlete. She earned All-State honors in 4 high school sports, soccer, basketball, softball, and track, and played 4 seasons of Division I soccer at George Mason University, logging 51 appearances with 7 goals and 1 assist. Here's the key point. Competing across sports gives on-air credibility. It deepens analysis and helps translate athlete experience for viewers. Quick check. How many sports did Rossini earn All-State honors in during high school? Correct answer. 4. Memory aid. All-State in 4. Her athletic score. Alright then, quick recap to lock it in. Fact 1. What city was Diana Rossini born in? Correct answer. The Bronx. Fact 2. When did Rossini join ESPN as a Sports Center anchor? Correct answer. July 2015. Fact 3. Which ESPN programs did Rossini appear on as an NFL analyst? Harsh, correct answer, Sunday NFL Countdown and NFL Live. Fact 4. Where did Rossini move to after leaving ESPN in 2023? Correct answer, The Athletic. Fact 5. What was notable about Rossini's hiring at WNBC? Correct answer, she was the youngest reporter hired. Fact 6. What event caused controversy for Rossini in 2026? Correct answer, photos with Mike Vrabel in Sedona. Fact 7. How many sports did Rossini earn All-State honors in during high school? Correct answer, 4. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in, and I'll catch you next time on Cliff Notes 7 to Know.